We're holding the bottom of Kufya Tesma Beis. We were discussing the eight, roughly, I think it's eight reasons the Gemara brings why Yerushalayim was destroyed. So we're actually up to the last one about them not being Bali Amana, honest people. But the second last one we discussed was about the Tanaika Shilbes Rabbim, about the kids were outside. I think it was the second last one. Yeah, at the world of Miskayim with the Torah of the Tanaika Shilbes Rabbim, and they didn't have enough kids in the Beis Medrash. The kids were outside of the Beis Medrash, and we had Rav Papa says to Abaye, what about our learning? He's saying the whole world is Miskayim, but the Tanaika Shilbes Rabbim is learning. What about us, the Gedele Adar, our sophisticated learning? And Abaye says back, Ein Adayim, you cannot compare Hevel Shel Yesh Bechet Level Shem Bechet. You can't compare the breath, the hot air, where there's chet involved by adults, compared to the pure children, where they have no chet. Even averes that they may commit are certainly without das, without intent. So they have the beautiful beauty of the mitzvahs, the beauty of the Torah, without the chet, and therefore you can't compare it. Okay, so on that, before we go further to the next, to the last of the eight reasons Yerushalayim was churva, the Chashuk Chaimen has an interesting shaila. There was a shul, Allah Lamayis, the shaila came up. There's a shul where the Baal Batim that were learning, they had a set fixed time to learn in this place, and the children started coming in at that time, and they'd say Tehillim, and they would learn, and it was disturbing the Baal Batim's shir that took place at that time. And the question was, could they send the children out? Could they tell the children, no, you can't be here because it's disturbing our learning. What's the truth to them? The reason to send them out is because the Baal Batim were there first, they were learning, and this new group is disturbing them. The reason not to send them out is our Gemara, because we're saying, Ein Adayim, Rav Papa and Abaya's learning doesn't compare to the learning of Tanai Kishon Beis Rabbim, and maybe therefore they shouldn't send them away. That was the Shaila posed to Chashuke, to the Rav Zilberstein Shlita, Chashuke Chemed. So he writes that he answered that, granted, the quality of the children's learning, based on our Gemara, is indeed higher quality, and the quality of the learning of the elders, the quality of the children's learning, is the purest thing, is the most chashuv. However, the halacha is, one is not obligated to give up his mitzvah in order for someone else to get the mitzvah. For example, he says, you find by esrog, let's say a guy has an esrog, and there's a town next door, and there's other people in this town that have esrogim, and he has esrog for his own mitzvah, and there's a town next door that doesn't have an esrog, and no one in that town is going to be able to shake luv and esrog on yantiv. Is he mechuyev to give up his mitzvah, his esrog, in order for them to have a luv and esrog? Because he does not. He's not mechuyev to give up his mitzvah, even almanas that many people potentially can get the mitzvah. The ma'aseh, he's not mechuyev to give up his mitzvah. No, I'm not saying he's not allowed to. Maybe he could shake someone else's over here and give it away. Maybe it's a good idea. But the ma'aseh, he's not mechuyev to give up his mitzvah for someone else to get a mitzvah. So says Rav Zilberstein, giving up their learning in order that the children should be able to learn, even if the children's learning is better, it's tantamount to the esrog and lulav of the rabbim. Still, he's not mechuyev to give up one's own mitzvah for someone else's mitzvah, even if the other person's mitzvah is better. However, he qualifies it very strongly, and he says, but if they're still able to learn, but the learning is just not as geschmack, the learning is a little more difficult, but they're still learning these baal batim. So he says, these older people, so he says, then already they lose their right to throw the kids out. Why? Because there's another halacha. By Chanukah, we say that if a person has enough neiris for himself, to be do mahadrim and a mahadrim, so he has enough neiris to light on the fourth night. He has enough candles to light four candles for himself, and for maybe other people in his family. And there's someone else who doesn't have a candle, enough candles to do even the ikar mitzvah. Halacha is he's supposed to give up his mahadrim. The mitzvah is just one neir yitz every night, neir for the whole bias. He's mechuyev to give up his mahadrim and just be yaitz the mitzvah, to enable someone else to be yaitz the ikar mitzvah. My mahadrin doesn't come before someone else's ikar mitzvah. My mahadrin doesn't come before someone else's ikar mitzvah. And therefore says, Rabbi Zilberstein beautifully says, if the learning of the shir is just diminished a little bit, it's not as geshmak, but they're still learning, it's not going to disrupt them, it's not going to break up the shir, it's just not as geshmak, he said then, they still mechuyev to let the kids stay there, because the extra level of learning, he called that, that's like mahadrin. That's the mahadrin. And I am mechuyev to give up my mahadrin for someone else's ikar mitzvah, and therefore he said, in that case, they would be mechuyev to let them stay. Okay, interesting, halacha, lemaisa from Rav Zilberstein. So says the Gemara, v'amar Rava, this is the last one of the eight, lechav yishlaim el b'shvil paskum mena an shemara. Yishlaim was only destroyed because the last, there was no more honest people, no people spoke the truth, left Yishlaim. Yishlaim, like it says, sheyidu b'chutzis Yishlaim, ru'una, du v'akshu b'chavisah, search in the open places of Yishlaim, and see now, look around, see in the streets, im titzu ish, yesh, if you find a man, someone who gives out justice, someone who seeks the truth, and then I'll forgive you. If I find one person who seeks the truth, I'll forgive Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, that person couldn't be found, and therefore Yerushalayim wasn't saved. So we see Yerushalayim didn't have Bali Amana, and that's why, ultimately, that was the reason for destruction, according to Rava. Enis, the Mar asks on this, he's telling me there's no Bali Amana. That's actually one saving grace they had. Even at the time of Yerushalayim's downfall, at the time of their busha, one thing they did still have was Anshe Amana, Shenemar but people who are trustworthy in the Shemar, like it says as follows: Ki yispeis ish b'achiv, a person to grab his friend based aviv similar lacha cuts into yalanu. He's going to grab his friend who has clothing and he's going to say, "Please be our leader, be our chief." Now the Gemara is going to explain what this means. It means something that people cover themselves up like a clothing. This guy really has, which means learning Torah, knowledge in Torah. People are going to be asked questions, and they make me fit in here. Why they make me fit in here? Because people who are officially supposed to be knowledgeable people won't know anything. They'll be weak in Torah. They won't know anything, so they're going to make me fit in here. But this guy who they located, he knows the answers. He's got the clothing. He's really wearing it. He really knows the answer. So they're going to say, "Please be our leader." And the pasuk continues, "Hamach Shela Hazais." This mechshela, this stumbling block is beneath your hand. And the stumbling block, ironically enough, refers to the Torah. And what it means is when a person has Torah, the first time he tries to learn something, the first time he tries to attempt it, it doesn't always work. He makes mistakes. Second time he makes mistakes. Eventually, he harves and he goes over and he chazers, he'll get it right. So that's called the mechshela, because there's a stumbling block till you get to it. It's tachas yadcha. You have it under your hands. This person has the telling this guy, "You know Torah, please be our leader, teach it to us." Devarim. Now, the more explains what we just spoke out. How do we know that mechshela is referring to Torah? Devarim shevein adam amdim leim. Things that people only get a full grasp once they've made a mistake on, like Torah, you already have. So, please be a leader for us. The guy's going to get up and make a shvua, so to speak, and say, "I won't be a ruler, I won't be a leader, because in my house," the pasuk continues, I'm saying it outside, "there's no bread, there's no clothing," meaning it's a fake. You think I know Torah, but I really don't. So, what's he saying? He's saying that he's swearing that he doesn't really know Torah. He's admitting the truth. So one thing that at least they had going for them, unfortunately they didn't have Torah, but they had truth going for them. Ain Yisa el Lashon Shvua. Yisa is Lashon of swearing, Lashon of Shvua. Why? By the sense of Dibros. Don't use Hashem's name in vain. Lashon of swearing, right? I won't be Chayvish. What does that mean, a ruler? I won't consider myself that, or I was not someone that was locked up in the base medrash, that stayed diligently in the base medrash. There's no bread or clothing in my house. I don't have mikra, chumish, I don't have mishnah, mishnayis, I don't have gemara. Meaning, don't make a mistake and think I'm talking chacham. I'm really not. The one thing you see is, and therefore I'm not qualified to be your leader. But what do you see? He was very honest. How can you tell me there's no Bali Amana left? That's the pasuk is talking about in times of Yishlaim when it's being destroyed, and see at least the people saying the truth. Says the gemara, not so fast. What's your raya that this guy said the truth? You know why he said the truth? Because if you be their leader, how long would it take? If it's not true that he didn't know anything, how long would it take till it be discovered that he doesn't know anything? So he wasn't truthful because he was really truthful. Maybe the Rav's tying to the people that weren't truthful is really the case. That's indeed the case. And this person was admitting he didn't know anything because he knew it was a fool's game. It's going to be found out in a couple of days that he doesn't know anything. If you would have said, "Okay, I'll teach you," they would have asked him to teach us, and he wouldn't be able to teach them. He'd get stumped right away. So he had no choice but to be truthful. Gemara says, no. Since they believed he learned, he could have said, "Okay, I'll be your leader." And then when they asked him a question, he could have said, "Oh, I knew that, but I forgot it." So he could have at least said, "I knew it, then I forgot it." My le'eya chayvish. When it says, "I'm not going to be a chayvish at all," klal, he means to say that I never was knowledgeable. I never knew it. He was admitting something he didn't have to admit. He didn't have to admit he never knew it. He could have feigned that he once learned and forgot it. And therefore, you see, they're still true. They still spoke the truth. What's Pshat Rav saying? Gemara says, like, "Kasha, still not shver." And you're right. In David Torah, people will still be saying the truth. Even at the times of Yishlaim was destroyed, people were still truth tellers. But when Rav said people, no one was trustworthy, he meant in business matters. There's no one faithful, no one was trustworthy in business matters. That's what he meant when he said that. That was the reason for the churva of Yishlaim. So we'll get to two points in this. First of all, Leon asked this morning after the shir that we're quoting Yishlaim was destroyed, and we have eight different reasons again from the Amram, and each one they say Leichav Yishlaim Ella Bishvil this, Ella Bishvil that. Yishlaim was only destroyed because this, only because of that. It's very ironic that you have eight different reasons, eight different opinions for the only reason why it was destroyed. It's one thing to say that it was destroyed because of this, and they all contributed, but to say eight different reasons, and by each one, each Amir says only his one is the only one. So what's the pshat that we have eight reasons, and each one is the only one to the exclusion of the other ones? Cheresh Tarka Kasha from Yehuda Aryeh Yakubovich. So we had a few machshavas after when he asked the question. He himself wanted to say that each Amira saw the chasarin that he felt was the main issue. Meaning, Enochami, all these issues existed. The Amram weren't arguing if these issues existed. All the issues potentially existed. But each one was saying, this is the one that was the catalyst, this is the main issue that caused the Churva of Yishalayim. That was what Leon wanted to answer. On a similar note, you could say that each one was saying what was the final straw. they all agreed to the other reasons, so I'm just tweaking a little bit what Liam was saying, but it's a little bit different. He was saying that this was the main problem. I'm saying that maybe Lav Dafka, maybe none of them was saying it's the main Dafka. This is the main issue. Each one was saying what was the final straw, and this fits very well, because I forget who brought up as well, maybe it was either Uri in the morning, or Lizer brought up after Leon's question that we also have the Gemara of Kamsa Bar Kamsa and Gittin that described different reasons why it was destroyed. So all those could be the final straw. They're all agreeing to all the problems, and we're just describing what was the final straw. That could be another Mahalach. And then there was a third answer that we thought of. This one, I know.
That one was Uri. So I want to be honest.
Okay, very good. And then so this next one was Zichi yours. I had the same. I don't know if you remember. I had the same answer to Leon's question this morning as well, and that is that that each one was saying that this particular chasaron was genuka reason. It was enough of a reason why the churban should happen. Not that it was destroyed only because of this. It's a little bit of a stretch in the words, but when it says ella because of this, it means each one of these reasons were enough that in and of itself would be reason enough for the Yerushalayim to be nechrav, but not necessarily that these were the only reasons. These were each reason enough. That's how we touched it up. I think all var mahalchem. Okay, that's just to answer again the ella of all these amaram. But one other point on this, we're talking about the person who's being honest about Torah, and was saying they were honest about Torah, and we're saying because if he wasn't honest, he would have claimed he knew it and forgot it. So our Gemara seems to put forth that saying that I once learned it, at least I once learned it, and I forgot it. So Chachi learned it. He learned it once. That's a Madrega, even though he forgot it. It's better than not never having learned it at all. Which is we can hear this, such a thought process. Lemaisa, there's a in the pasuk in Chumash, it says Vayishma Moshe Vayitzav. Vayitav Beinav. So Rashi brings the Torah's Kanim over there. It's actually Moshe's Zakenim. Rashi brings that Haydu v'lei Boish leimer leshamati. Moshe Beinu was Maida, and he wasn't embarrassed to say leshamati. Right? He wasn't embarrassed to say. Wasn't embarrassed to say leshamati. I didn't hear it. Rather, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ella, you know what he admitted? Shamati v'shechachti. He admitted shamati v'shechachti. Very clear. Very clear. From that Rashi, saying I never learned, okay, if I never learned, I'm not responsible. But I learned and I forgot it. How did you learn something so precious of Torah and forget it? It sounds very clear that we're extolling the virtue that he was willing to say, I learned it and I forgot it, instead of using the excuse, I never learned it. According to that logic, it seems very clear that saying I never learned it would be better than saying I learned and I forgot it. Our Gemara, we seem to be saying very clearly, saying I learned it and I forgot it would be more chashiv. And over there, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah's Kainim, Moshe Rabbeinu being the Torah's Kainim, it's more Rashi and Chumash, that saying I never learned it would have been the easy way out. Saying I learned it, I forgot it is the shvacher taina, is the weaker way out. I think there could be a fundamental difference. I'm just copying right now. I had the hour before when I was preparing, but I think there could be pashta chilek. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us the Torah. If Moshe Rabbeinu was Le Shamati, if he never heard it himself yet, that's Bechal Mat HaTayna. It was still being given to him from Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe, to us. So at that point, Le Shamati is a better excuse than Shamati V'Shechachti. And especially Moshe was giving over the Messiah. Shamati V'Shechachti also could be more of a chesaron on both sides. Le Shamati didn't learn it yet, and Shamati V'Shechachti, I heard it and I forgot it, could be worse because to Moshe. Later generations, it's almost opposite. The guy never took the time to learn. Okay, that's much more of a Taina. The guy who learned and forgot, like that we know, we learn, and unfortunately, we don't remember everything, so therefore, maybe it's changed. It's a difference from Moshe Rabbeinu himself to future generations, but you just see clear, our Gemara seems to be saying, forgetting, learning and forgetting, at least you learned. And over there, it seems to be saying, learn and forget it. Had you forget what you learned, almost would have been better to say you didn't learn it. Okay, so like the Mishnah. Matzil Salam, back to why you let us save in a fire on Shabbos. Matzil, again, we have to reiterate, we spoke it out already before, but we have to reiterate again, that all these discussions about why you let us save on Shabbos are not relevant in places where we live in societies where there's people next to us, his house next to us. And again, it doesn't just mean in a very, very urban area where the mamash next to us. It could be a little further apart with a little forest in between, but there's danger of the fire spreading, there's pikuach nefesh involved, and therefore a person is allowed to be over, certainly under abundance, but if it's real stuff, pikuach nefesh, of course you can be even under ISIS to make sure to stop the fire, get rid of the fire as much as possible. And by the way, it's not even a malach d'oraisa, we pointed out, because it's really kibui, it's kibish shleib and makam shleib tzerich, so it's a malach d'oraisa gufa, it's really still only a d'or abanan. So b'zmanas really, I wanted to make clear, it's not just me saying it. It starts with the Rama. The Rama already says this in Simon Shin Lamedal Sivchavav. Rama writes with Manazeh, we're leaned on putting out fires because it's typically a situation of Pekut Nefesh. And even if it's not Pekut Nefesh, it's at least Eva. If you do nothing and you guys your neighbor sees and you say, it's my Shabbos, I can't do anything, how's that going to work for the neighborhood? It's at least Eva, it's Pekut Nefesh, and therefore you can put out the fire. Rav Asher Weiss says in Michas Asher that he looked into it and he felt like, you know, maybe some of the buildings that are built today, they're built specifically with fireproof walls and in ways the fire shouldn't spread. Maybe you don't have this excuse anymore. And he asked firefighters, is there really a sakana to the neighboring properties? And the firefighters told him, absolutely, without a doubt, a suffix sakana, there absolutely is. It's guaranteed to happen, of course not. But a suffix, is it possible? All the time. You don't know what could pop out of a house on fire and go into the next door property. It could happen all the time. And therefore, again, these halachas, obviously we're learning them, but in our neighborhoods, they're not sunnah halach l'maisa because we would put out the fire. Okay, we're discussing what you're allowed to save.
Just a point from the nursing.
Very important. Lai is just adding that even if the building is fireproof and the walls are fireproof, the smoke also can do damage. Most people have many, I don't say most, but I think, if not most, a large percentage of people,
right,
that never.
Is from the smoke.
Yeah, it's from the smoke, not from the fire itself, which again, exactly, feeds into the same idea. So, okay, so back to what we're allowed to save. We said before we're allowed to save three sudas. Now we're going to seem to be saying something which is a little bit opposite. We're going to ask right away. Matzilan salam molik kikaris. You're allowed to save a basket full of loaves. Sounds like a lot more than three sudas. Afo bishesh b'meya sudas. I'm sorry, it says it clear. Even though there's 100 meals there. Vigos odvela and a round cake of pressed figs, uchavash yain, and a big barrel of wine. And the answer is really obvious. You can see already because these are all one action. That's going to be the answer. Va'im lachem, and here's the new thing. You can tell others, go see it for yourself. Go, come take it for yourself. Vim paypichin. Then if these people are smart, they'll take a save for themselves, and then Matzah Shabbos will come back and say, we'll give it back to you. We'll sell it back to you. If they're smart, that's what they'll do. So a few points on this quickly. Number one, when we say, he says to others, go save. How much can others save? I mean, he's not safe himself. Muslim shall shoot this normally. He has that restriction. Or, when I speak of the Mar's answer, when you're doing a bunch at once, that's fine too. As long as you're not doing multiple gatherings. You're doing a bunch at one shot, that's fine too. What are the neighbors able to save? Also, only Muslim to be shooters? Or for some reason, would they be able to save more? So it's a machlekes to shine him. Rambam and the tour bring. Achayim could also only save three meals, like the last mission, just like he could. And maybe again, the same thing, if it's one big barrel, even though it's many meals, that they could save as well. But only that amount, either one big barrel or three meals. One big basket or three meals, that's a Rambam Torah learn. However, the Ran brings a Rabbi Shaya Mitrani, who says that they could save as much as they want, the others. Why? Because remember, we asked the other day, if we're talking about saving a place where you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to save it, so why dafka three meals? And what is the answer? Adam Bolayt Sima Minor. Person's bond is money, and if we have to find that right amount. You don't let him save anything, it'll be a problem. If you let him save too much, invite to put out the fire. We want to find the right amount that he won't put out the fire, so we say dafka three meals. The friends are not bull. The friends aren't so bull about the money. Unfortunately, it's not their money. It's not their house that's burning down. They're not so bull. And therefore, says Rabbi Shaya Mitrani, says the Ran, we're not geyser over there. And therefore, the friends can save more than the guy himself. There's no limit of three meals, according to the Ran, not like Rambam Mentor. Interesting. One other quick question this Ritva asks, that what's the pshat that you let it be, they're allowed to save it. That sounds like he's being mafker for them to save. You're not allowed to be mafker on Shabbos. You're not mafker on Shabbos. It's begeder. It's drabanan. It's begeder hakna. Begeder. I mean, whole sugya. What hefker really is? I don't want to get into that. That's a whole set of shoes. Whole set of shir. Has worked by bittel by chametz. How does hefker work? Is it a kinyan or is it not? But on a simple level, the rabbanan won't gaze. You can't be mafker because it's similar to kinyan. That's clear on Shabbos. So how you allowed to be mafker this for these other people to come take it on Shabbos? What happened to this of Hefker? Says Ritva, beautiful, beautiful chab. Says Ritva, what do you mean? If you don't do anything, it's going to get burnt to the fire. It's already Hefker. He's not being mafker it. You're not allowed to be mafker on Shabbos. You don't need it to be mafker on Shabbos. It's Hefker me'elav. It's going to get burnt. And therefore, it's as if it's Hefker already. And therefore, it's okay. It's not a problem with Shabbos. How are they being Zeicha? It's a Kenyan. L'chayra, it's a Raya. A Kenyan, at least, from Hefker is Mutter on Shabbos. Tam Kenyan, but not Mutter. But maybe Kenyan from Hefker is Mutter. Is this a Raya? Mar says, no, again, since these people are technically taking Litzerich Shabbos, maybe that would be different. Maybe normally it can't be kind of from Hefker, but Litzerich Shabbos is different, perhaps. Okay. Vaita says Gemara. To where do they save these items? Clearly means they're taking it for themselves, not taking it stam. But even to your question, Lizer, if they were taking it just for him, then that would still be limited by whatever he could take. So, it would have to mean the taking of themselves. To where can they save it? As long as the chutzir, even if it's not more of no erev chazeres, they can still take it there. And that's where he can take all the kelim that needs to use for these meals. He's allowed to take. He can put on as many articles of clothing as he can. Puts on as many as he can. Just dressed up as much of his wardrobe, and he should wrap himself whatever he can wrap himself in, and he leaves, and that's it. And we're going to see in the Gemara, the Ketz Mishnah points it out now. We're going to see there's actually three Amachlekas in this. Our Mishnah brings two Shitas, but there's three Amachlekas. Let's see. Rabbi Yisrael Mishmeres has a Kalim. No, 18 Kalim. We'll go through it in the Gemara. To 18 Kalim, 18 garments he could wear. But then he could go take those off and go back in the house and put on another 18 kalim. So he's allowed to wear 18 kalim each time, but you can do multiple times. And he called to others, come and save with me. Notice the Diyak of Avi saying, come and save with me, before he said, go and save for yourself. This is, come and save with me, and before he's saying, come and save for yourself, the Gemara will address this question later. But one other important Diyak, which Kesem Mishnah points out now already, which is Rabbi Yossi saying, put on 18, then take it off and go back to 18 again. According to the Kami, I'm restricted to 18. You can put on 25, 30, whatever you could wear on your body, you could put it on and walk out. But could you go back again? Doesn't say in our Mishnah. The Bryce is going to bring a sheet of Tanakhama that says that you're allowed to, from a mayor, that you're allowed to go put on whatever you can, take it off and go back in, even in Rameir. So says the Kesem Mishnah, there's really three sheetahs here. Our Tanakhama is not saying a word about going back in, because our Tanakhama holds it's a one-shot deal. Take out whatever you could put on at once, and that's it. Rabbi Yisrael only could put on 18 in a shot, and then you could take it off when you're outside and go back in and put an 18 more again. And Rabbi Meir in the braces sheet is going to be that you could go in and put on as many as you can, come out, take it off, and go back, which is going to be ultimately the most lenient sheet, and put on as many as you can and go back out again. Okay, so like Gemara, Batan Le Reisha Shal Shudas. We asked this question, we read the Mishnah. He's saying now you can take a basket full of tons of loaves, 100 meals, ice, and only 3 meals, Vesulai. We said 3 meals and not more, and now he's saying 100 meals, Amrafun Le Kasha. Kamba Hatzel. Depends what you're doing. Our Mishnah discussed the case where he's coming to save a basket of food. You come to save a basket of food, it doesn't make a difference how big it is. One basket. The Mishnah really is coming to discuss, but he's coming to bundle together more things, meaning you're coming to add more. When you're coming to add, let's say you have three smaller baskets. You forget about the number of baskets. You have smaller baskets. Each basket is only enough for one meal. So you can take three baskets worth, but every extra basket you take now is considered an extra taking that you can't do. You can't bundle together more. Like kapil literally means to bundle, but when you see it, even means to wrap it up together into one big, you're trying to, you know, attach and make a bigger package out of it that you can't do. If you already have one big basket, then you could do, meaning we'll see soon, the Gemara's going to ask a shayla, what if you could have one big talus, open it up, put stuff in it, wrap it, put more stuff in it, wrap it. So ultimately, you're adding, but when you finish wrapping it, you're still carrying one talus. Is that like one basket? Or that's okay, like our Mishnah? Or is that going to be like a case of balakapa, which is no good? We'll see. Says Gemara, balatzel matzel skulam. It's coming just simply to save whatever, the basket without any loaves in it. You don't have to take out the loaves that you don't need for three sudas. Balakapa, when you're coming to add, to bundle up, in a couple of months of sudas, then you can only take, you can only bundle up enough food for three meals. Both cases are talking about where he's coming to balakapa. He's coming to bundle up. What's the chalik? The first Mishnah was talking about where he's trying to take the chatzacheres. Chatzacheres, you limit to three sudas. Whereas our Mishnah is coming, you're taking outside the house into the immediate chatzer. You could take more, much more, even a basket of 100 meals. So seemingly he wouldn't be limited when he's saving it into the immediate chatzer according to this interpretation. By Rafuna Breit Avshua, Rafuna Breit Avshua asked a question we just really spoke about a second ago. That what if the person is Pirish Bekalisa, he spreads out his talus to keep up the niyach, and he folded some food in there and he fold it again, the keep of a nech, but more food in there, fold it again. My Kabbalah Hatzadami. So we can say Kabbalah Hatzah because it's Lemaisa. It's Maisa like one big basket, really. He's carrying one container. Or that's bundling up, and therefore we should limit to three meals. And this child, of course, is going according to the first explanation. Medamarav, the Mar says, Medamarav, Ate Rav Shizvi. Rav Chizvi Darash. For the fact that Rav said Rav Shizvi made a misled Rav Chizda, and he gave him an answer about a certain brisa that discusses about putting a kli in a courtyard. This goes back to the Shabbat a couple days ago about when a kli breaks on the roof and you want to go save the wine. So he spoke out back then, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to go bring one kli to save wine, but you can't bring a kli to the side of the roof. You can't bring a kli to catch it leaking. And we spoke out, it's not a matter of what you do with the kli, it's a matter of how many kli you're using. One kli you could use, more than one kli you can't use. And we said Shema because he made up the carriages rob him, so you can't use more than one kli. That was really the number of klilim. That was the key point. Fine. Says the Gemara, Uvach the Yavi, kli shu kli. So Rava said that Rav Shizbi made a mistake in his response. He misled Rav Chizda by telling him when you bring that one kli, you also shouldn't bring a kli that holds more than 3 meals worth of wine. I mean, he made a mistake because he said that, but it's not true. As long as it's one kli, it's still fine. But what do you see? We see that picking out a kli which holds more initially, that's fine. To pick out a kli to use, to gather up your stuff, which holds more, is fine, because we see that he told him, you're not allowed to use a kli that holds more, but it was a mistake. He misled him. It was a mistake. Really, you can, as long as it's one kli. And therefore, by us too, using one talus, as long as it's one talus, that's fine. Even if you're folding up many stuff, that'd be okay. Says Mar Amar, Leir Nachmer, Ranach Mitzvah, the Reva, Maitusa. What was the mistake? Where do you see that there's a mistake? Mechadesh was a mistake. Then maybe it's correct in. Amalei, the Kli Mavashli Yavi, Kli Acha Vilkait, Kli Acha Visarf, Kli Acha Rudloy, Abu Kamana, Kamad the Bayamatzil. It was very clear the Bryce there, it says, you don't bring another kli to go gather, catch it for the wine in the air, catch the wine next to the roof. You can't bring a separate kli, a second kli. Remember, we pointed back then, the issue is the number of kalim. However, it's funny that the Gemara stresses so much the type of way you're going to save the wine, but that's not the focus. The focus is how many kalim. However, one kli, kliachur delay. You can't bring a second kli, the Gemara says. Avabahu, man again, that kli itself, kamu the bay matzel. However big it is, how much you want to save with that kli, that you let us save, that's not a problem. The eagles are available. We send the Mishnah that a big pressed fig cakes, that you let us save, even though it's huge, fine. That's not the point we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on the next point. And he comes, tells them, come and save for yourself. And if they're smart, they'll make a cheshbon. And they'll take wages. By the way, we didn't explain what type of wages they'll take. So I think it's brought in, I think it's what I see brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down that the wages that they'll be paid are wages like a pile. They take wages. Or Rashi. I saw Rashi. Rashi's lashon. They'll take wages like a pile. Says Mar Cheshbon Avidtei. What type of cheshbon have to do? Why are they making a cheshbon? How much money they're going to be paid? Which Rashi explains like a pile for the work they did. Mefkir Kazachu. They own the food. Sell it for its price. Or keep it. Why do I have to make a cheshbon? If they're smart, they'll make a cheshbon about eyes. What cheshbon? Amar Chizda, Midas Chasidus Shadakan. You're right. We're talking about a Midas Chasidus. Amar Rava, Chasidi, Agrosh, the Shabbos, the Shakli. Midas Chasidus. They're going to save stuff on Shabbos to make some money. And you're saying, you know what the Chasidus is? Instead of selling it at face value, this the poor guy's stuff is being burnt in a fire. They're going. They're on Shabbos. They're doing an act of being busy on Shabbos, of taking stuff out. But it depends according to the Kama, or could be Mesira. If it's even violating the idea of Chatzair Chatzair Sanat, and we're calling them Midas Chasidus because they're not charging full price, they're charging wages. Midas Chasidus, they're taking Agra the Shabbos, they're taking money for working on Shabbos. How do you call Midas Chasidus? Elam Rava, very interesting line. Hacha Biyar Shemayim Askinan. We're talking about Yir Shemayim, so it's very clear. Midas Chasidus is a very high madrega. Midas Chasidus is very pious. Someone could be a Yir Shemayim, and it's not Midas Chasidus. He's a Yir Shemayim, and because he's a Shemayim, therefore he says like this. He says, if I have zero incentive, I'm a human. If I have zero incentive, I'm not going to do it. But to go and make money off Shabbos and make money, it's funny, they're focusing. Make money off Shabbos, and not stressing the fact that I'm making money, or if this guy's back, I guess the Gemara views it as if it's, you can't get so emotional. Bottom line is, I don't come and save it, it was me destroyed. I'm saving it, it's mine now. Okay, the Gemara is focused on the element of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so how can Bishmaim Miskin, the guy's Yishmaim? He doesn't want to, the Gemara does say it. He doesn't want to benefit from others. The Gemara does say that's fair. Before the Gemara said, I get the Shabbos. Now the Gemara does say this fair. He didn't want to benefit from others. However, he knows himself, he's not going to exert himself for nothing. So therefore, he's saying, what's a good middle ground? Where he's not benefiting at Yenim's expense, but he's also not working for free. So if he's a pikech, he knows lalacha. It's not called chashabes because he's allowed to keep it for himself. And really, he's allowed to keep it. If I'm allowed to keep it, when I go and sell back to him at just the wages of a pile, I'm really giving him a huge discount. I could sell it to him at full value, and I'm not. So that's not called chashabes. So therefore, eis mechashem lachashabes. He'll make cheshbon for Shabbos and do that middle ground. That's called the Yerushimayim. Means chasidus, not going to charge anything. But a middle ground, and the achzer, he would charge full price for the food, and he would just sell it at market value. This guy who's Yerushimayim was in between. He says, I want to be incentivized to do it properly, to do as much as I can to schwitz and work, but I don't want to benefit too much off this guy's hand, so let me get paid for my work, but I'm not going to make money off the value of the item. A nice in-between pshara. Lechem atzilin, where you can save it to a mechlekes. We can save it to, but here's the main focus. We had a machlekes whether it's just erev chaseris or not. But then we said, or just immediate erev if it's not erev chaseris. But then we said, he tells people, come and save with me by the clothing. And earlier in the Mishnah, by the food, he says, come and save lechem. Why by the food? He says, come and save yourselves. We know the amount of food he's not saved for Shabbos is three meals. Since it's only for three meals, they can't save it for him. He says, therefore, save it for yourselves. Back to your, actually, Lizer, really back to your point, exactly back to your point, why they're saving for themselves. That was the answer to the question, your question, the Mishnah. Katani imi by clothing, it's imi mishum the chazi leil kuyema. The whole day is sutta clothes. So it's taka unique. But you know, if you've ever been to a weekend event, a weekend simcha, you can see people putting on six different articles of clothing throughout the weekend, right? And a person can put on a lot of clothing in one short time. So therefore, it's all theoretically fit, and therefore he could say save with me, imi, not just for themselves. Tana b'adam leivish umaitzi upeishet. We learned there's a brayse that elaborates on our Mishnah, but like we pointed out from the Kesef Mishnah, this Tanakama that we're quoting, which the Gemara seems to be just saying, is Rameir and the author of Mishnah, is a different cheetah. It's a third cheetah. Says Matana b'adam leivish umaitzi upeishet. He puts on clothing, takes them out, takes them off. V'chayziv leivish umaitzi upeishet. So here in the brayse it says he can put on as many clothing as he can, take it off, come back and put it on again. I feel like I'm cool. Do the whole day to Rav Meir. That is the most lenient cheetah. Rabbi Yossi Yerman, exactly like our Mishnah, Shmein Asher Kalim, he puts on 18 articles of clothing and then he could take them off and go back in. What are the 18 articles of clothing? Veilahim, Shmein Asher Kalim, what are the 18 articles? Mikturah and Unkli, Funda, a cloak, an outer cloak, a belt, an outer belt, kalbash apishtan v'chalak, it's a kalbash apishtan, some sort of linen, like a vest, and a tunic, fapiles, a robe, mafaris, and a kerchief to wrap on his head, shnei safrikin, and two bands for his legs, shnei menolim, two shoes, shnei ampiles, two socks, ushnei pargan, and two pargan they touch as almost like leg coverings. They used to go from the knee all the way inside his foot, all the way down to down to the shoe. So these are the 18. Sorry, I left out the last two, last three. The chagash masnav, the belt on his waist, on his loins. The kavish brush, the hat on his head. The sushim bezvari, and the scarf around his neck. So it's very interesting. Shnei menolim, some of the first to speak out that we know there's a discussion in different sugyas whether we consider shoes clothing. Are shoes considered article clothing? Yes, different enough kabinas when we talk about wearing nice clothing for Shabbos. Does that mean nice shoes for Shabbos? Or I mean, I'm sure it's a hiddur either way. But is that part of vichibadatay? Is vichibadatay also shoes? Or no, that's not called clothing. When we focus on nice clothing, we don't mean shoes. Our Gemara clearly is lumping together. According to Rabbi Yossi, shoes are part. The shoes are one of the 18 garments, part of the clothing that we're discussing in our Mishnah. And again, just to chazer over, so Rabbi Meir is saying, put on as many clothing as you want. Go outside, take it off. Go back in the house, put on as many clothing as you want. Take it off and keep doing that the whole day. Rabbi Yossi is saying, no. You can keep doing that the whole day, but only up to 18 in a shot, 18 articles of clothing that we just listed in a shot. And we spoke out that the Kesef Mishnah is a dayak in Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who's not Rabbi Meir, who doesn't mention anything about going back, that according to him, you can put on as many clothing as you can put on at one shot, more than 18. You can put on 20, 30, 40, whatever you can put on, but just once. Can't go back at all. That's the only one who wants to be a dayak, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Okay. So like the Mishnah Baiter. Rabbi Shimon on his Amer. Person or shakadi, you can spread the hide of a baby goat. That's the skin, the hide of a baby goat. Agabe shidutev amigdal, like a type of a closet or like a duffel bag, a trunk or some sort of box with stuff in it. There's a fire there, and his concern really, he's not going to save what's in there. That's not happening, and he's not even putting out the fire with this. You think maybe he's suffocating the oxygen to put the fire? It's not really what his plan is. His plan is to put this hide around it, that the hide will contain the fire. Eventually, the hide may catch fire as well, but it won't spread further. That's his intent. That's okay. What it does is the hide gets singed, but the hide itself doesn't even fully get burnt either. The hide won't fully get burnt, and therefore it seems to be, that's why it's mutter. You can make a partition in the way of a fire in order the fire shouldn't spread again with all the types of kalim, whether the kalim are full or whether they're empty, and all the fire shouldn't pass beyond this point. So you can put things to cause the fire to stop spreading, that you're allowed to do. That's what Tanakhama says. Rabbi says it depends. New kalim made of earthenware specifically, which are new kalim of earthenware, are a suspect to burst, especially when they get hot, and if they're full of water, so do the math, it's going to burst, water is going to leak out, it's going to put the fire. They can't handle the fire. The Mishnah says pretty clearly they're going to burst and cause the fire to go out. And the first one explained very simply, we see their basis of the Shita, Gram Kibui, causing Kibui, even though it's indirect, causing Kibui is also Usr. That's clearly the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. It's going to be a big focus. Let's see. I'm Rabbi Demarav. Let's say you have a talus, which the fire took hold on one side. So the guy's a great etzer. He let him pour water on the other side of the fire, of the talus. He just pouring water there. The fire will never go onto the water because it won't catch fire where it's wet. From kapsa kapsa. So it gets even more than that. You put water on the other side, and if it goes out, you're not trying to extinguish it. If it goes out, he wasn't doing anything. He just stopped the fire from being able to expand further. He didn't put out the fire, and that's okay. That is Rabbi Demarav Namay Rashita. Mesa, there's a question from a Braisa. Talas Shachas Megan. Rav, of course, we always say Tana Palag, but we never like to go full back onto that terrace unless we absolutely have to. Mesa, Talas Shachas Baz, Mitzarechad. Talas, which has fire on one side, Peshtim Chasaba, you can unfold it and cover himself with it in order to try to keep the fire from spreading from cups to cups. If it goes out, when he opens it and folds part of the talus on top of him, if that causes the fire to go out like in an indirect way, that's fine. That the fire never took hold of it. Pashtay, open it up, the curry, to read from it, so you open it up to use it. As long as you're using it, it's not considered that you're putting out a fire. If you use it in a normal way of using it and it happens to spread the fire, which is agav, that's fine. It's a shinoi, it's a drabanan. That's fine, cover, cover. What do you see? The eights is given to just use it, open up, do something in a way which may put out the fire, agav, but not to put out the fire by putting some water on it. We see very clearly that putting water on it, even on the other side, is an issue. You're putting on the water where the fire hasn't reached yet is indeed an issue. Not like what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. What's going on with Akash Al-Khara? Says the Gemara, tap up on the base. Who the Amar Rav Shimon Ananis? Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Shimon Ananis in our Mishnah. Who says that what? Rav Shimon Ananis said you got to put the hide of the baby goat on the backs to prevent it from spreading. So that's where you can put water there for to prevent it from spreading. Mar says, what do you mean? Emdav Rav Shimon Ananis Gram Meishu Machrich. We send the Mishnah. I actually specifically corrected myself on this. That what? That it the hide gets singed and it prevents the fire from spreading further. But it doesn't cause the fire to go out, right? I think we actually spoke that out. It doesn't cause the fire to go out. It's actually not looking to suffocate the fire, make it go out. It just causes the fire to stop spreading. Whereas Gram Kibum Yomer, in your case, by making it wet, you're actually causing kibui. So does he go that far? Mer says, yes, he does. In Mitani Seifa, look at the Seifa. Yasi and the Seifa argued by the new Kalim of Cheres that burst and the water comes out. Why do you argue? Because it's Gram Kibum, because it causes kibui. For Rabbi Yasi, arguing on that case, sounds like the Tanakhama holds, you let it put Kalim, Bain Rekon, Bain full, Bain empty, even new. Cheres Kalim. Tanakama did not ask for that. Meaning Tanakama is not makban on Gram Kibui. So even though in the first case by the hide, it wasn't clear, from Rabbi's response, we see that it is clear Tanakama is not makban on Gram Kibui, and therefore you do Rav Kog that sheet, let's see it inside, says the Gemara, Mitani Seifa, Rabbi's Yisi Bekli Cheres, Chadash Lemayim, Sheinichon Lechabas Arv, Aim Zvakim Mechabas Leika, these Kalim will pop open, and the water will put out the fire. Rabbi's worried about Gram Kibui, causing Kibui, Rabbi's worried, Mechal Tanakama, sure, you see Tanakama clearly is matter, and therefore Rav has a good Tana in our Mishnah to go like, and therefore not Akasha. You're right, that Bryce is not like him. The Bryce goes like Rabbi Yasi, whereas he goes like this, the Tana Kamar Mishnah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ner Shal Gabi Tavla, Ner that is on top of a board, and he wants to move the board. Menaris Tavlavina fellows. He shakes the board, and the lamp can fall down from Kapsa Kapsa, and if it goes out, it wasn't his intent, happened by mistake, it wasn't his intent, and therefore it's fine. Amrit Rabbanai, Lashonel B'Shecheach, Rabbanai said that's only mutter, by the way, that's the story with Kibbutz, period. And don't forget, let's remind ourselves, the whole idea is putting it out is only rabbinic. Again, we have to remind ourselves, it's only rabbinic. Number one. Number two, we're talking about a case where it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. It's not psik ratio. We'll get that later. We'll touch on psik ratio. It's not psik ratio. It just may happen. And it's not, and the reason why he's actually doing this way is because he's just, the Gzera is not allowed to move the fire directly. So he's shaking it off because I shouldn't say Gzera. It's Muksa to move the fire directly. So he's shaking it off because he doesn't want to be involved in Muksa. So he's doing like a tiltum on its side. And if it happens to go out, it's not something he wanted. It's not something he cares. Machadir Abanan, if he was, if it wasn't guaranteed to happen. And therefore saying it's not a problem. The Mara is actually just going to be bothered by one qualification. That's still within Muksi, still may have a problem. Says the Gemara, Amid Rav Yanai, Leishana El B'Shecheach. That's only where he forgot it there. Amenich Vasabas Lev Azer. If he forgot the lamp on the board, then it's okay. It's not a bustus. It wasn't planned to be there. And that's not considered a bustus Lev Azer. If, however, he purposely left it there, the board becomes a bustus Lev Azer, and then he can't move it because the board becomes Muksa as well. What if, by the way, he leaves something where he knows that's a space, he leaves it in the drawer, and it's Muksa, but there's also other stuff there which is not Muksa? That becomes what we had the other day, a bustus Lev Azer. Davar Usr and Davar Mutter, and over there also you didn't designate that drawer as being fully Usr, and therefore the Chari would be okay to open it because you have intent to use the drawer for the things that are permissible on it. Tana, we learned in a Braisa.
Just to clarify.
Yes, Liza is 100% right. The goal over here is to move the table itself. That was the point, not to move the Nair. The goal is to move the table. The question is, did it become a bustus before Shabbos or not? So if he left it there on purpose, then yes. If not, not. Tana. Nair Shachar Adelis. Here's very interesting Gemara. If there's a Nair behind a door, Pesach V'Noel Kadakre. Nair behind the door, this is mamish, happens often, especially in the summertime, especially if people are, the reason why it happens more common in the summer, I believe, is because people are more smaller units, used to be at least, smaller bungalows, smaller cottages, and the doors, you open the front door, and often you have the candles right near the front door. I happen to know this is the case in many of the bungalows I've been in, and we actually specifically use a different door. There's sometimes two accesses. We use a different door because of the concern that opening the door may cause the fire to go out. So what does he have here? No problem. Pesach Vanel Kadak, open the door normally. From cups to cups, if it goes out, it goes out. Layit Allah Rav. Rav cursed this. He said, what? If it goes out, what type of a psak is that? Amr Leravin Ravach Rava, Ram Lavach Braid Rav Lavashi, my time light to Rav. Why is Rav so upset? Ine Mishun the Rav Sevla Kirabi Yuda. Is it because Rav also Kirabi Yuda who holds that a Dover Shane Miskavin is Usr? Tana Katani like Rav Shimon. And our Tana goes like Rav Shimon who holds that Dover Miskavin is Mutter, which is how we paskin. Mishun the Rav Sevla Kirabi Yuda. Right? So now, obviously, we pass away, but Rav doesn't. And we know this is the truth, by the way. We've had this themselves a few times already. Rav goes like Rav Yuda, and Shmuel goes like Rav Shimon. We had one case that Rav goes like Rav Shimon. We actually asked us a question. If you remember, in the past 15 bottles or so, we had somewhere it says, does Rav rule like Rav Shimon? And we said, does Rav go like Rav Shimon? And we've been asked, Tyson, you asked Rashi, just because Rav goes like Rav Shimon in one case, does that mean he goes like Rav Shimon in all cases? And we said, no, we tied it into Rav going like Rav Shimon in one of these cases of Davi Shabbos Kav and Olachas Shesich Legufa. I think of this actually Machas Shesich Legufa, where we know already Rav established the Paschal like Rav Yehuda, Lechumra, not Rav Shimon. So Rav Shita and all this is like Rav Yehuda, not Rav Shimon. But we don't know like Rav Yehuda, we look Rav Shimon, and this time this price of Paschal like Rav Shimon. So you're going to curse someone who goes not like Rav Yehuda, not like Lechumra. Call the Tanik Rav Shimon, lightly. You condemn anyone who goes not like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Yehuda. Amalei no, but Rav Shimon. Maya did this famous Rabbi 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 Tavayu. Maya Rav Shimon Psikreisha v'lay Yamas. When it's guaranteed, it's inevitable. Then it's not a problem. Even Rav Shimon's Maya by Psikreisha v'lay Yamas by Psikreisha, you can't cut off the head of a chicken and expect it not to die. That's obvious. That's guaranteed to happen, and therefore that's probably even according to Rav Shimon, and that's why Rav was so upset. By the way, so this is a very important, we did discuss this, I forgot how recently, but we definitely discussed this, Psik Reisha, we're saying everyone agrees, what about by Psik Reisha's Dirabanans? Psik Reisha on a Dirais, everyone agrees, that Rav Shimon's Gav is Gimel, so even Rav Shimon, because by Rav and Rav Tavayo, Rav Shimon's made by Psik Reisha. What about by Dirabanans? We just had a couple of months ago, I forgot exactly where it was, but that we spoke out, and it's a true Mesdeshan, who holds that Psik Reisha on a Dirabanan, we say still mutter. Rav Shimon holds Davi Shabbos Gav is mutter. Psik Reisha is aser, but only by derisas. If the iser you're going to do, even by Psik Reisha, is still drabanan, then Psik Reisha by drabanan is according to Rav Shimon, would also be mutter. Our case clearly is drabanan. Again, putting out a fire that I have no real interest in putting out. On the contrary, I'd rather say it's lit. Putting out the fire, I have no benefit from it. That is a kibbutz, is a melacha drabanan. It's not a derisa. It's a kilkel. It's not, you're not doing any creative act. It's a kilkel, and therefore it's only drabanan, and it's still Psik Reisha. Magen Avram asks on the Tribazesha from this. Magen Avram says, the you see very clearly over here, they have Psik Reisha on the drabanan, and still we're saying it's a problem Psik Reisha, not like the Truma Sadeshan. Okay. Says the Mavaita Amar Yehuda, Pesachat Medels Kenegan Madura, Shabbos. First go Madura opposite a big fire on Shabbos, and he doesn't have to worry about the wind blowing through, fanning the fire. If there's opposite issue, the wind's going to fan the fire and make it be Havara, not kibbutz, opposite Havara, you're going to cause the fire to get bigger. Light Labaye, Avir Abaye was the one that cursed this psak of Rav Yehuda. My askina. Now again, what's the case? Elam Ruch Matsuya. If we're talking about Ruch Matsuya, my time demand the Asar. What's the pshat of the Manda Asar? Meaning, the question is, a Ruach Matsuya typically does not cause a fire to be fanned, to be flamed. So if we're talking about a case where the wind blowing outside was Ruach Matsuya, then what's the issue? Ibruch Shem Matsuya, my time not go shari. And if talking about a case where there's a strong wind blowing, why open the door? Why would you let open the door in that case? You know when there's strong wind blowing, it's not going to cause the fire to expand, so why would it be Mutter? Lelem Ruach Matsuya, Masav Gazrina, Masav Gazrina. We're talking about Ruach Matsuya, and Ruach Matsuya does not fan the flames. And even though it doesn't fan the flames, by a hell, we still should be geyser. And interesting enough, and because he's geyser, that's enough to say liet, he condemned. Not the those are not machmir. Whereas the Rav Yehuda held that no, we don't have to be geyser. A ruach matzuya atu, a case of ruach shenem matzuya. Aisa mechitza, we said that you can make a path with these kalim, whether they're full or empty, and in order to stop the fire from spreading. Rav Basi says that you can't, because if you use a new cheris with liquid in it, it's going to burst and it's going to be garm kibay. So the mara now from here, related to that, is amen. For the end of the daf, because it goes quite quickly, it goes back and forth with different shita, seemingly steerers in Rabbi Yesi and the Rabbanan. First we start with like as follows: Lememr Rabbanan Savi Garam Kibbutz Kibbutz Mutter, Rabbi Yesi Savi Garam Kibbutz Aser. Sounds like Rabbanan is saying, "Well, you may cause kibbutz," which Rabbanan, by the way, is Tanakam in the Mishnah, which is Shimon Anas. But it sounds like Shimon Anas is saying that causing kibbutz accidentally, indirectly, I should say, is not a problem, is mutter, and Rabbi saying it's Aser. For Ifcha Shemino, what we learned opposite: the time when the Rabbi saw Ois Mechitz Bekelam Mekonim, he let him make Mechitz specifically with kelim rekanim. This is Tanakam speaking, and he's saying you let him make mechitza only with empty kelim, not with water. Umalei shein darkin l'shtaber, or with full ones, but the ones that are not going to break. Vilu malei shein darkin l'shtaber. Ve'elu, Malayim Shem Shakh Shaber, what are Kalim that are not derech to break? Klimatchas metal. So Tanakama clearly is saying you cannot use Kalim that are derech to break. And our BAC comes along and says, Af Kli Kfar Shrichin, Ukli Kfar Chananya, Ein Dak Neshtaber. And Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, even the Urdu Kalim of Kashrichin Kfar Chananya are not going to break. So in this case, first you have both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you can't put out a fire, but Rabbi Yehuda is not a full reversal. Rabbanan are a reversal because they said in our Mishnah they seem to not care about the fire, Gram Kibbutz, and here they care. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who over there in the Mishnah did care, he was the more machmir one in our Mishnah, and he's still the more lenient one. He's adding to the list of kelim that could be used. Says the Mavichite Mevechazis, and so the simple answer is very good. Just flip the Mishnah, just flip the Shitas, make Rabbi Yehuda the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and he's the one that was not machmir, and make a the Rabbanon, like Rabbi Yossi, what we call quoted Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah, who are Makbid, and therefore fits with the Braisa. The only problem is Rabbi Yossi is still saying over in the Braisa that you could, he's only, you can only use Kalim that are not gonna burst. No, it could be, you can answer very simple. Rabbi Yossi is the one that now holds, you're allowed to use Kalim that are gonna burst. And when he explained in the Mishnah, the Braisa, he added two cases, he was saying, Lidivrayim, Rabbi Yossi, the Braisa, Lidivrayim Kamar. He was saying, according to now the Rabbanon, you hold that Gram Kiboy, things that will cause Kiboy, Kalim that will break and cause Kiboy, are a problem, even according to you, still, these won't break. And that could be a pshat. Mora says, but you can't do that. Mimat Zavchus, you can't be Mavchus. And why? V'amar Abba, bar tachlifa mishpei derav, man tana garam kibui aser Rabbi Yossi. We have a statement that clearly the author who holds gram kibui aser is Rabbi Yossi, so we can't make a epoch. We can't flip it. We can't flip it around. So we're back to question. El elema tepoch, don't flip it. U'braisa kul Rabbi Yossi. Read the braisa differently. V'chuzer mechzor. Our Mishnah Tanakama says, you're allowed to cause fire to go out, no problem. Indirectly, it's okay. Rabbi Yossi says, it is a problem, even gram kibui, even indirectly is a problem. However, this brisa is all Rabbi Yossi, and the Mar explains brisa kula Rabbi Yossi v'chshumech v'aktani. It's missing words, and here's a shirut. Ice mechitzik b'kelim erkano meleim shendak l'shtaker. This is Rabbi Yossi speaking. You let l'shtaper. You only let use kelim that are not derech to break. Either if they're empty, it's fine, or if they're full but they're not there to break, that's also fine. However, the kelim that are going to break, you can't use. As mamish Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi shita. Veilin kelim shendak l'shtaper. These are kelim that are not there to break. Clean kefar shichim, clean kefar chananya. I'm sorry, clean mafkas metal. Uklik far shichim, uklik far chananya. Nami ain't dakel shtaber. So now we're sticking this in with Tanakama. It's all it's not Tanakama. It's one cheetah now. We're saying also these kalim will not break. Share b'yasi aimer because we're basically those extra words that we just stuck in. Share b'yasi aimer afkish far shichim, afkish chananya ain't dakel shtaber. Because we're basically Taka said elsewhere. He said already in the past that the kalim of karshichim and kefar chananya are strong and they don't break. Okay, says Amar one last. Stira in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. Rabbi Darbanan, Darbanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. We have a stira in both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. Etanya. We learned in the following brisa. Harisha Hayashayim. If a person had the name of Hashem written on his skin, he shouldn't wash off or anoint that area because it's going to cause him to erase the shame of Hashem. He shouldn't stand in a place of tenaifus, a filthy place, because Hashem's name is there. And his dominant tefillah shall mitzvah, then kerchla gummy, table. He should wrap, he has tefillahs to go, tefillah of mitzvah, wrap a, something around it, some sort of protection on it, and of gummy, and then go into the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, lo elam yerid v'tevel kedaker. No, he goes to the mikveh in a normal way. He shouldn't rub out the Shem Hashem. But if he goes in and it happens, then we don't have to worry about it. Rabbi Yossi is the one that seems to be saying gram erasing of Hashem's name on his body is not a problem. And the Rabbanan seems to be saying that gram causing it indirectly is a problem. And best it's opposite. Gram causing the fire to go out, Rabbi Yossi is concerned indirectly. And the Rabbanan saying causing it to go out indirectly is not a problem. Seems to be flipping shitas. Answers the Gemara, shiny hasam. First Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi is not a stira. Why? It's a pretty obvious answer. Shiny hasam, destroy the shame of the Avodah Zarah from these places. The pasuk specifically says that you shouldn't erase it directly. Erasing Hashem's name is an issue. Asiyah doing it by yadayim, grama, it's a miyat, doing it by grama is mutter. So actually, that's not actually what I was thinking of, but doing it as a miyat is doing it as in an indirect way is going to be mutter by erasing Hashem. That's where Basi's diak. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, Hachramik Siv. Once he's saying the Lysas is a diak, Lysas came, we have Lysas come Lach Beshabbos. Asiya does Asur Gramashari. Asiya doing it directly is Asur. Gram is Mutus. That can't be an answer. Says the Gemara, you're right. And rather, Matech Shadam Baal Mamaynai, Ishar Slay Asalech Kabuye. Rabbi Yossi's issue was that because a person's Baal Mamaynai, same as for a week, only take out three meals, is because if a person is worried about his property, and if you let him do things that are Gram Kibuy, he'll come to direct Kibuy. That's why it's specifically with Mamachmer. But in general, Grami's Maskim is nothing. Gram is really okay. Gram keep it would be fine, and gram to cause the Shem Hashem that happens to be written on a person's skin but not permanent, that's also okay. And also, all discussion, we don't have time to get into now, but that's also okay. Well, Davka by us, by Adam Amayne, are we concerned? We're still left with the Rabbanim being Shrem. We'll stop at this. Yachi Kashtar Rabbanim Rabbanan. The answer of Yasi makes the Kashmir Rabbanan more shver. Over there where the Baal Mamani, still they let Gram Kibay. Hachal Koshkin over here, certainly. Fitizbra says the Mara. And do you think so? The Rabbanan. Meaning, are the Rabbanan really makbid they should cover in order to keep the name covered with gum, covered with, no, the name should stay intact? Hi, gummy echidami. What type of gummy is this that it's going to cause the name to be intact? Idematically, have a chazitza. If it's really attached tight, what type of mikveh of mitzvah is going to? It's a chazitza. Idematically, maya. If it's not tight, water's going to get in there, and therefore it's going to erase it. Says the Gemara, chazitza, tape claim mission diyai. The Gemara says, one second, if chazitza is the issue, the diyai itself that's on his body is the chazitza. The Gemara says, no, maybe the ink is still wet. Palecha, we're talking about ink gets wet. Itanya, adam, vadiyai, vadvash, vacholav, yveshik. chaytzin, lacham in chaytzin. If they're dry, that's when it's chitzah. But when they're moist, they're not chaytzis because they connect with the water and they're chaytzis. So he answered why it's not a problem of the chasitzim in terms of the diyai, the ink with the liquid, but he still have the other problem. If it's mahadik, if the gummy is mahadik, if it's tight, then it's chasitzim. If it's not tight, it's not going to protect anyway. So Elam, Rav, Rashidim, Rav, don't know who answer now. Hanatam, to Rabbanon, to Kasavi Aslam, Befei Hashem, Aram, it's Aser, to be naked in front of the Shem Hashem, and therefore in order to go into the mikveh, you have to be undressed in front of the Shem Hashem, and that's what the carving is coming to do. The Gemara really does continue. It's not such a very long Gemara, it's only three formal lines over here, and then a few lines on top of the Amud. But we'll save it in Mitzvah Shem for it's getting late after Shabbos. Let's save it for after Shabbos. We'll continue in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday morning, 7:45.